Hello and welcome to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and it is great to be back with episode 30 in our series of explorations of great new songs to come our way to Grassroots Radio in Spindale, North Carolina. After a holiday break, we return with a batch of music to break your sonic fast over the past weeks and hopefully give you some warm feelings in this cold season along the way. The end of the calendar year and holidays always spell a slow time for new music, but we finally collected enough new offerings to make a quality mix for you and are glad to get this show into a forward gear again. We'll spin two Western North Carolina bands along with WNCW favorites like James McMurtry and Mavis Staples and dip into some jazz and alternative rock along the way. We'll also serve up a segue of the week, pairing a new disc and a classic from the 4AD record label. Let's get it kicked off with James McMurtry, an artist whose career has coincided almost perfectly with our own. WNCW went on the air in 1989, the same year that saw McMurtry's debut, Too Long in the Wasteland. He recently released a single and made it available as a free download on his website. Here's State of the Union.
My brother's a fascist, lives in Palacios, fishes the pier every night. He holsters his Glock in a double retention, he smokes while he waits for a bite. He don't like the Muslims, he don't like the Jews, he don't like the blacks, and he don't trust the news. He hates the Hispanics and alternate views, he'll tell you it's tough to be white. My sister's a Christian, she likes to go fishing, she don't mind my brother at all. He puts her on redfish and flounder and trout, and they tear up the flats in the fall. She gets back to Dallas all sunburnt and sour, worn out from slinging plugs hour after hour, seeing spots when she closes her eyes in the shower. She don't see a conflict at all. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's always been iffy at best. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. Mother turned 80, consummate lady, we took her to Golden Corral. Cause she likes the yeast rolls and Bourbon Street chicken, we ought to known better by now. Cause me and my brother got into it good, I called him a hick and he called me a hood. He said Dad always treated his Mexicans good, I guess you think you're better somehow. Yeah, you think you're better, cardigan sweater, snowflake if ever there was. You think you're so cool cause you did good in school, you got whipped every day on the bus. Sister lit out for the shouting got worse, went to Wednesday night prayer at the new Christian church, with a cross on her neck and a nine in her purse. She might be the wisest of us. It's the state of the union, I guess. We're all in a hell of a mess. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's the state of the union, I say. Christmas dinner might be hell to pay. So how about them cowboys and have a blessed day? It's the state of the union, I say. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's always been iffy at best. We'll do all we're able with what we got left. It's the state of the union, I guess. We'll do all we're able with what we got left. It's the state of the union, I guess.
Chain on your rusty swing. I might even teach
That's Robert Finley with Honey, Let Me Stay the Night from his Goin' Platinum. Dan Auerbach calls Finley the greatest living soul singer. Dan Auerbach signed the 63-year-old to his label, produced him, and wrote the songs along with the likes of Nick Lowe and John Prine, and paired him with stellar musicians from Elvis Sidemen to the legendary Duane Eddy, among others. This record has that same kind of vibe and energy that Dan Auerbach's Waiting on a Song did and has a lot of the same names involved. I think we'll be playing it a lot here at WNCW. The album gets its title from how Robert Finley would answer the question of what he thought when the band finished a take. Finley would exclaim, "It's going platinum." In the middle was another cross-generational collaboration with Mavis Staples, teaming up with Jeff Tweedy for the third time on her 16th overall album, If All I Was Black. The record directly addresses a lot of the unrest in our culture today, and moral and social issues are pretty familiar territory for Mavis, so that's almost to be expected. This time, there's a bit more of an edge mixed in, but hope and redemption are there as well. That was Build a Bridge from Mavis Staples. Mincing no words, as usual, was James McMurtry at the top with State of the Union. McMurtry is sharp in his assessment of where we are, and this song may rub some people the wrong way. However, it may not be pointing fingers as much as it is painting a portrait of what's really going on. You be the judge. James McMurtry is currently on tour with Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Up next, we welcome the return of one of the most acclaimed instrumental groups ever to come from Western North Carolina, and they sound like they're from halfway around the world. This is Two Bob Crew. Kamasi Washington is blowing up the jazz and hip-hop world. He sounds like he might not even be from this world at times, as his music is so far-reaching and dense that it gets descriptions like cosmic and spacey. He is often described as a generational sax player and composer. Kamasi was quoted in an interview in The Guardian saying, "People like to compartmentalize music, especially African-American music, but it's really one thing, one very wide thing. I mean, it's like all those great records by Marvin Gaye and James Brown back in the day. There are tons of jazz musicians playing on them. When I first played some Coltrane-type stuff on the Pimp a Butterfly sessions, Kendrick Lamar got it immediately. I want to sound like it's on fire," he'd say. That's the kind of common ground that the best jazz and the best hip-hop have. I hear a good bit of Marvin Gaye on this one, Kamasi Washington's Harmony of Difference. That was Integrity. Roland Deroff, WNCW's afternoon host and founder of our Saturday morning show Jazz and Beyond, picked Harmony of Difference as one of his favorite records of 2017. Two Bob Crew is made up of Justin Perkins, Terrence Houston, Drew Heller, Justin Kimmel, and Luke Karanta. In several West African languages, including Bambara and Wolof, Two Bob means foreigner or white man. Crew, spelled K-R-E-W-E, is a reference to the New Orleans region's spelling of the word crew. They've been a critical success and have won over legions of fans around the world, being the only Western band to be invited to the festival in the desert in Mali, for example. But they've not had an album since 2010, and we're really glad that they're bringing us the full-length recording Stylo this March. That was the song That Damn Squash. We keep things in our own backyard with our next pick, a trio from Old Fort, North Carolina. This is Yellow Feather.
Pellegrino says she's laying off the vino. The next
captured a net. Privacy settings can be so eluding. Probably better off never even knowing. Thank you.
Okay, so we wound up somewhere completely different than where we started, but that's what we like to do a lot of the time here at Grassroots Radio. Ty Segall gives us a new single, Everyone's a Winner, a juicy slab of riffs that you'll be able to sink your teeth into in our alternative mix on Arc Overnight, hosted by Rob Daves and our late-night volunteers. Ty Segall is backed by the Freedom Band, with regular collaborators Michael Cronin on bass, Charles Muthart on drums, Emmett Kelly on guitar, and Ben Boy on piano. Freedom Goblin is Segall's 10th album in as many years, and it lands late this January. He also wrote the theme song for the new comedy show, The Opposition, with Jordan Klepper. In the middle was Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks with Take It Downtown from their self-titled album. Clare also founded the Beacon Music Factory, a rock school in a small town in the Hudson Valley in New York State, and most of his band is on the faculty there. Stephen Clare's career got jump-started in 2003 when the bellwether station WFUV picked his album Little Radio as one of their top records of the year. That set began with a trio from the foothills of Western North Carolina called Yellow Feather. Hunter Begley on guitar and vocals, with Casey Christofferson singing and Charlie Willis on lap steel, bring us And Gold, their debut. They're joined by familiar names like Aaron Lee Tasjan on one tune and John Stickley trio fiddler Lindsey Pruitt on many more. Casey Christofferson's name ought to ring a bell, even though she has pursued ballet most of her life rather than music, as she's the daughter of Rita Coolidge and Chris Christofferson. That was the song Couch Farm from Yellow Feather. You can hear on shows like Local Color here on WNCW Monday nights at 8, as well as in our weekday music mix. We hope to get them live in studio and on a future Night Owl video with NPR sometime soon as well. Coming up is our segue of the week from a concept group of rotating artists on the British label 4AD, following a new release on that recently revamped imprint. From New Zealand, here is Aldous Harding with Imagining My Man.
I'm going to answer, protected. Respectful. next time. Hey, hey. Thank you.
Back in the 90s, alternative music was seen as the proverbial next big thing, and it was in a lot of ways, but it didn't become the norm. That's probably just as well. Alternative music had deep roots in the sounds of labels like 4AD, formed by Ivo Watts-Russell and Peter Kent in 1980. The label became famous for albums from the likes of Bauhaus, Cocteau Twins, Modern English, Dead Can Dance, Pixies, Throwing Muses, and Watts-Russell's own project, This Mortal Coil. 4AD went on to have hits with bands like The Breeders, Lush, Red House Painters, TV on the Radio, St. Vincent, and Bon Iver. The current roster includes acts such as The National, Camera Obscura, and Future Islands. That was This Mortal Coil, the cover group made up of rotating artists, with the Chris Bell tune You and Your Sister. Kim Deal was joined by Tanya Donnelly on that one. Ahead of that was my first earworm of the new year from self-described gothic folk singer Aldous Harding. Her album Party was released last March, but has just now been put out in the U.S. I'm betting there are a lot of comparisons to Nico and early Joan Baez coming if they haven't already, but Aldous, whose given name was Hannah, is unique. You'll hear several different vocal styles on this record, and while they're all soft, they're gripping nonetheless. The song you heard is about an actual person. She says, "I wanted a less sophisticated verb than thinking about my man or wanting my man. I wanted the word imagining to suggest someone who isn't thinking clearly." John Parrish plays on this and produced the album. That's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing on this podcast, and we hope you can support WNCW as well. You can pitch in anytime on our website at wncw.org. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, saying it has been an honor and a pleasure to bring you On the Way Up once again. Feel free to drop me a line by email at joek@wncw.org or find me on Twitter at wncwjoe. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us away.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground.